Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock in Orange County, a crash creating some huge delays on I-40 eastbound. I'll show you the alternate route that could save you about 45 minutes.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Wake Forest, where one person was shot in the early morning hours at a home in this neighborhood. Coming up, the few details that police have released and what we're continuing to press them for.
And it's a chilly start this morning. Look at that. We dropped down to 41 in Durham and Raleigh, 37 in Southern Pines, 34 now in Roxborough. I'll show you why temperatures could be even cooler than this tomorrow morning.
Also coming up, Durham is working to combat mental health issues in the city. How people can get help anywhere in the Bull City if they're going through a crisis. A lot of news to get to this morning in the 8 o'clock hour here in Fox 50. We're glad you're with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Laura Levine in for Michelle McConaughey this morning. And Ken, when I tell you, when I walked out the door this morning, the cooler temperatures, they woke me up.
Yes, it hit you right in the face, right?
Yes, ready to take on this Monday. Elizabeth, how long are we going to see these lower temperatures last?
A couple of days. We have a nice warm up in our forecast toward the end of this week. So it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride with the temperatures. We take a look at Lewisburg. Beautiful blue skies here this morning. That sunshine showing just a little bit of color in the trees there. 41 is our official temperature at RDU, and our winds are nice and calm. We check temperatures across the area. Looking at 45 in Fayetteville, but 36 in Southern Pines, 34 in Roxborough, 40 now in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, as well as Wilson. So it's a chilly start this morning for sure. Our temperatures for the most part are anywhere from 5 to 20 degrees colder than this time yesterday. Look at that, 20 degrees colder in Roxborough, 17 degrees colder in Southern Pines, and about 9 degrees colder in the Triangle. So that's a pretty big difference. We'll see temperatures a little bit cooler tomorrow, and then we begin a big warm-up. It'll be a cool afternoon, just a touch below normal at 68 for the high temperature. But we do have some temperatures that could be close to records toward the end of the week. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now, and we are following that breaking news in Orange County. A crash on 40 eastbound between the 70 connector and the 85 split. So coming in from the Eflin community toward Hillsboro, you can see those very heavy delays there showing up on the sensors. Once you get to that 85 I-40 split, though, traffic is flowing a little more freely. Right now, we're measuring a 45-minute delay on 40 eastbound from Mebane out to that I-85 split in Hillsboro. If you typically use 40 eastbound or I-85 northbound coming in from the western side of Orange County, consider using Highway 70. That should save you about 40 minutes this morning as you make your way out toward Hillsboro. And then from Hillsboro, you can pick up 85 or I-40 there on the south side of town. We'll watch that, let you know how that situation is developing. In the past few minutes, I have noticed that traffic delays are starting to ease a little bit through there. So hopefully they're making a little bit of progress. This morning, a reminder that we're entering that time of year where we start to see some sun glare delays on those east-facing highways, including 40 eastbound and South Durham, coming in from the airport and RTP back toward West Raleigh on 40 eastbound. And also seeing a little bit of a backup on the eastbound side of I-40 on the south side of Raleigh. So allow some extra time through there. On the westbound side of I-40, you're dealing with some delays, partly because of a crash right around the old Reedy Creek Road Bridge. That's between Harrison Avenue and the Aviation Parkway area. About a 3-minute delay showing up right now on those sensors on 40 westbound. Also look out for some backups on 87 southbound coming in through Knightdale. There's a crash right around the Smithfield Road area. Also some of the lingering delays as you head out toward Hodge Road and New Hope Road. And we have some backups forming on 440 westbound, partly because of an earlier crash around the Capitol Boulevard area. Again, it looks like that has been easing up over the past couple of minutes.
Brian, thanks. Well, this morning, a new sense of urgency to free more hostages following the release of two Americans held in Gaza. The Chicago area mother and her teenage daughter are safe after nearly 2 weeks in captivity. This comes as Israel's military says it's ramping up its airstrike in Gaza. These are new images of the aftermath of those strikes overnight. The Israeli Defense Force reporting it struck more than 300 terror targets in Gaza last night. Officials at several hospitals in Gaza say they were overwhelmed with casualties. Doctors are scaling back treatments because of electricity and fuel shortages.
Now, more locally here, Durham is expanding its effort to help people with mental health issues. The HEART program covered about a third of the city, and starting today, it will cover all of it. People in crisis who call 911 will speak with a worker in the program. They ask questions about what's going on, and depending on the situation, a community response team can be dispatched. If the situation is potentially violent, law enforcement can come along with them. Organizers tell us they've been doing this for a year and a half now, and they've never had a safety incident. One of the workers walked us through a call he had to do recently.
911 received a call of a gentleman that was in distress. We responded and reached out to him. We made a connection with him. He expressed that he was overwhelmed. He had just lost his job at Duke that he had had for almost 20 years. He was unsure of how he's going to pay his rent. His children was also in crisis. He was a single father. But we were able to connect him to resources to get his rent paid and also provide some therapeutic support through our clinicians and peer support specialists.
Now get this, cities nationwide are looking to Durham to learn more about bringing the program to their area. Organizers hope the program will soon be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over the country.
Well, today, Wake County leaders will talk about ways to better equip employees of out-of-school programs to help students dealing with a crisis. According to Alliance Healthcare, there's been a significant increase of youth crisis admissions that accounts for suicide attempts, aggression, and school-related threats. Now, overall, school referrals to Alliance in Wake County have increased more than 56% over the last 6 years. County commissioners will talk about better equipping these out-of-school providers during a meeting that starts today at 12:30.
A suspect is expected to make his first court appearance today after investigators say he killed another man and tried to dump his body in the Neuse River. 20-year-old Marvin Gasco Camacho was accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Abad Candela Robles. Robles' body was found on Riverview Road near the Neuse River Trail in Wake County early Saturday morning. Investigators with Wake County are still trying to determine what led up to that shooting.
We have new information this morning out of Fayetteville about a shooting that killed one person and injured three others. Authorities identify the man who died as 31-year-old Emmanuel Smith. Investigators say the shooting happened Saturday night on Slater Avenue. Three others, as we mentioned, were shot, but they're expected to survive. As of right now, their names haven't been released. Police are still investigating.
Today, nine Republicans wanting the House Speaker seat will make their pitches behind closed doors. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol this morning. And as of right now, there is no clear front runner. Two of the nine candidates voted to certify the 2020 election results on January 6. The race comes after House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan lost three votes on the House floor, and Majority Leader Steve Scalise pulled his name after not gaining enough support. With a government shutdown looming, Republicans face mounting pressure to end the infighting.
Dangerous right now. The world's on fire. And this is so dangerous what we're doing.
Candidates will need to get 217 votes to win the speaker's gavel.
People in Raleigh are making their voices heard about the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Sunday, two different rallies happened outside our state's capital. One was pro-Israel, the other was pro-Palestinian.
Palestine has been living under a violent, illegal occupation of their land since 1948, and it has only increasingly gotten more violent as Israel has strengthened its allyship with the Western world.
The people of Israel are concerned first and foremost about their families and living in peace with their neighbors.
Palestinian supporters denounced additional U.S. military support to Israel. Last week, President Biden requested more than $100 billion in aid to both Israel and Ukraine. Both rallies Sunday were peaceful.
Wake Med is once again hosting 2 weeks of free mammograms for uninsured women in Wake County, and they begin today. Last year, more than 250 women participated in the potentially life-saving screenings. Women over 40 can get a 3D mammogram at Wake Med's Raleigh Medical Park. That's on Sunnybrook Road at no cost. It's happening until November 2nd. As of this morning, all appointments are booked.
Well, time now, 8:09, coming up. An amazing story of survival in Tennessee, how responders found a man 3 days after a serious motorcycle crash.
And the Philadelphia Eagles are showing off a different talent than usual. We have a sneak peek of their Christmas album and how it's all for a good cause.
It's a nice crisp day out there. We're starting off with temperatures this morning in the 30s and 40s. We'll climb to 68 this afternoon. And then look where we're headed this weekend, into the low 80s. I'll show you how close that'll be to records coming up. Breaking in the WRAL Live Center, we have new information on an early morning shooting out of a Wake Forest neighborhood we've been following all morning. Wake Forest police telling us that the person who was found with a gunshot wound has died from his injuries. This all happened in the 100 block of Abercrombie Drive around 3:20 this morning. A huge police presence there. Police say this appears to be an isolated incident, and they say that there is no danger to the public. They have not released that man's name. They continue to actively investigate the shooting that has now resulted in a person's death. At 8:13, we're looking at beautiful clear skies this morning across the entire viewing area. Goldsboro looking pretty. Of course, this is Fayetteville live right outside of our newsroom. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and looking pretty down Salem Street and Apex, too. That's all thanks to this high pressure system. High pressure systems typically bring sinking air, and that's not conducive to showers or clouds even. When we have a lift in the atmosphere, that's when we tend to see clouds and showers, and we definitely have that potential back to our west. You can see a stationary front there. We're going to see that stationary front sitting there and helping to produce rain all week for parts of the Midwest. I could see as much as 4 to 6 inches of rain there because this high is going to block that system from moving eastward. We stay dry while folks out to our west are going to be really wet. Our rain chances are zero all the way through Friday and the weekend. But look at that strip of really high rainfall totals while we sit here under the high pressure system and stay dry. We could definitely use some rain. That pattern begins to break down early next week, so it's going to be with us for a full 7 days at least. It will actually have potentially an impact on Hurricane Tammy. That storm did cause some heavy rain and some flooding for the northern part of the Leeward Islands. It is still a hurricane. It has winds 80 miles per hour. It is moving north at 10 miles per hour right now. It's a very interesting path that we need to continue to keep a close eye on. It remains a hurricane all the way through to Thursday and then becomes a tropical storm as it heads toward Bermuda. It looks like it may come very close to almost taking a direct hit there in Bermuda, but potentially as a tropical storm with 50 mile per hour winds, which certainly would cause less damage. But storm surge could be a real issue in flooding for folks there. Let's take a look at the computer model plots. Of course, some of those follow very closely with what the National Hurricane Center is showing on their path, but not all of them. There's a contingent that goes out to the North Atlantic, but we'll be watching more closely this potential, of course, which is what the National Hurricane Center is going with. So we'll take a look at our long-range model. This is the European model. Just kind of follow the light shaded area. This is where hurricane and then tropical storm Tammy is likely to head. This is going to be Thursday evening. It makes that left turn across Bermuda and then really begins to weaken. That's going to be Sunday at 5 p.m. At the same time, that system that's been hanging out back across the Midwest will start to push eastward and almost guarantee that it kicks that system away from us. But of course, on Tuesday, it's Halloween, and we could end up seeing some real changes in our weather at that point. A little too early to pinpoint how much rain, if any, we may see, but that front's going to be interesting to watch. In the meantime, beautiful weather climbing on up into the 80s this weekend. Brian?
It is 8:16, and new information. We have a crash on 440 westbound between the Glenwood Avenue and Ridge Road area. By the time you get down to Lake Boone Trail, traffic's flowing freely, but we have some building delays this morning, beginning around the Capitol Boulevard area through Wake Forest and Six Forks Road. Latest update from the sensors indicating a 20-minute slowdown. Again, if you can pick up 440 westbound from Ridge Road or Lake Boone Trail, you'll be on the other side of those backups and that crash, and the ride down toward Wade Avenue is looking a little better. As we head out toward Orange County, we have that crash still on 40 eastbound near the I-85 split. Delays begin all the way back in the Mebane area through Eflin. As you're heading out toward Hillsboro this morning, you're running into a delay of between 35 and 40 minutes. I have seen some improvement with this number, so it looks like traffic is flowing a little more freely in the past few minutes, but still, you want to avoid using 40 eastbound if you can. Coming in from Mebane and the western side of Orange County, consider using 70 as a good alternate route toward Eflin and toward Hillsboro. From Hillsboro there at Churton Street or old Highway 86, you can pick up 85 or I-40 and continue your trip from there.
Brian, thanks. Granville County deputies are investigating the shooting that killed one woman and left a man critically injured. This happened shortly before 9 Friday night at a home on Southern Court near Oxford. Deputies found 44-year-old Mackinda Anderson dead at that scene. A 20-year-old man is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
All new this morning, a shocking survival when a man is found alive 3 days after a severe motorcycle crash. Authorities say he was stuck inside an embankment the entire time. Take a look at this video, which shows the moments first responders found the man. Family and friends reported Taylor Boyle missing for about a week ago in Knox County, Tennessee. They even began monitoring his bank accounts and social media for any signs while they searched for him. A group that was searching one night discovered his motorcycle when it reflected off flashing lights. Moments later, they found Boyle alive. As of right now, he's still in a hospital, but is expected to make a full recovery.
We're just one day away from negotiations resuming in the historic SAG-AFTRA strike. It's all been going on more than 3 months now that strike has been going on. The union says it's holding talks with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers tomorrow. The two sides reportedly are at odds over a number of issues that include revenue sharing, salary, and the use of artificial intelligence. Contract negotiations broke down more than a week ago. Actors like George Clooney and Tyler Perry urging the union to find a way to move forward and end that strike.
This morning, we're looking into how your kitchen setup can make a big difference in your diet. According to Natalie McCory, a Charlotte-based dietitian, investing in organization can promote a healthier lifestyle. It isn't necessary to buy all the matching jars for your pantry and refrigerator, but it may be helpful to think about what you see when you go to grab food. Bags of food, for example, can easily create clutter for items such as baby carrots, green beans, or rice that makes them hard to find. Researchers also say that what you first see is usually the food you reach for first, so it is a good idea to put healthier snacks at eye level.
Well, those beautiful floral display at the North Carolina State Fair are popular photo spots, and today you can take some of them home with you. Starting this morning at 9 o'clock, mums, pumpkins, and bales of straw will be on sale. They're all being sold for just $5 in the flower and garden show area. The money raised go back toward the North Carolina State Fair. And this morning, crews are breaking down all the kiosks and fair rides and vendor stands. Thousands of people showed up yesterday to get one last chair swing ride, one last corn dog, one last play of a game. So far, the total number of people who visited the state fair this year is just over 800,000. Organizers have not yet released Sunday's numbers.
All right, now to one of my favorite stories of the day. Professional football players turned singers. How about that? The Philadelphia Eagles featuring some songbirds. This is some of what went on behind the scenes as the guys recorded their first Christmas album. You see the guys warming up, doing a little stretching, and just all around having a lot of fun. Lane Johnson, Jason Milata, and Jason Kelsey are hard at work on their second Christmas album, a Philly special, Christmas special.
We started to flesh the idea out of what it would look like, how we would do it, how we would get the musicians. And I would say that's when it really became like, oh, we're really going to, we're going to actually try and do this. Yeah. It's not just like a goof that we've been talking about. Yeah. Like, we're actually going to sing some songs.
You can see them already bringing out the Christmas sweaters. It's hard to believe that the first album started off as just a joke. The guys recorded the second album in the off season. It includes 10 holiday classics, plus an original song by Jason Kelsey.
Well, it's not the outcome they were hoping for, but the NC Courage is looking toward the future this morning after falling to Gotham NC, ending their season. The Courage battled it out at Wake Med Field last night in the playoffs quarterfinals, but it wasn't enough, though, as Gotham won 2-0. Coach Sean Neha says he's disappointed with the outcome, but not because of the score. He says it's because he doesn't get to coach this team in another game this season. The Courage has quite an impressive season, seeing a league trophy and home playoff match for the first time since 2019. Well, tonight, one more game will decide the winner of the American League Championship Series. The Texas Rangers will play the Houston Astros in Game 7 to see which team advances to the World Series. The Rangers tied the series Sunday night with a 9-2 victory over the Astros. You can watch Game 7 tonight at 8 right here on Fox 50.
people laced up their shoes for a great cause over the weekend. Thousands of people gathered at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater yesterday in Cary. They are raising money to support JDRF, an organization leading the way to try to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. WRAL's Deborah Morgan, you can see her pictured in right here, has been part of this event for more than 20 years. The group is hoping to raise more than $700,000 to fund research, much of which is done right here in the Triangle. And faith communities around the Triangle will come together today to call for immediate action on climate change. People will gather for a vigil along Wade Avenue in Raleigh tonight from 5 to 6. They will hold up banners and signs to form a human prayer chain. This is the third year for annual prayer chain.
Oh, make a note of this. Today, the town of Chapel Hill will start collecting leaves now through mid-February. Crews will collect leaves piled behind curbs for residents within town limits. You'll need to place loose leaves behind the curb or drainage ditch to ensure they are picked up.
Coming up, new video showing a car driving through the crowd of Palestinian supporters in Minneapolis. What we know about how he responded when protesters surrounded his car.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. The time is 8:26. I'm Laura Levine with your top stories, starting with traffic, taking a look at how things are looking this morning when you walk out the door.
Laura, I'm following two big backups right now. One of those is in Raleigh on the Beltline with a crash reported on 440 westbound. Right around the Ridge Road area, not too far from Glenwood Avenue, a 22-minute delay showing up overall from 87 around to Wade Avenue. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Lake Boone Trail or even from the Glenwood Avenue interchange, you'll be on the other side of most of those delays. Also, a crash blocking two right lanes of 40 eastbound just before the I-85 split between Eflin and Hillsboro. Right now, we're measuring a 30-minute delay on that eastbound ride coming in from Mebane. Use Highway 70 as an alternate route, Elizabeth.
It's a pretty morning out there. We take a live look at the camera in Wilson, where it's 40 degrees. Checking out Durham, 41. Fayetteville, 45. So even with all that sunshine, it's a chilly start. We're going to see something similar, maybe even a little bit chillier tomorrow morning. Our temperatures will warm up nicely with all the sunshine. We'll see temperatures at lunchtime right around 60 and a high of 68, which isn't too far from our normal high. We'll stay nice and dry through the week with a big warm up ahead for this coming weekend.
Elizabeth, thank you. One person is dead after a shooting in Wake Forest. It happened around 3 this morning on Abercrombie Drive. WRAL's breaking news tracker was on that scene as police investigated. Police say there is no danger to the public. The HEART program is expanding to cover all of Durham beginning today. People experiencing a mental health crisis who call 911 will speak with a worker. They ask questions and a community response team and law enforcement can be dispatched. Organizers say they haven't had a safety incident so far. And next on Fox 50, we're starting the week off with some cold mornings. Elizabeth will tell us how long they will last. Up next on Today, Nate Bargates previews hosting SNL this weekend.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
At 8:30, two crashes in the Triangle causing some big delays on major routes. I'll show you some alternate routes to consider.
And it's a pretty morning out there, but definitely on the chilly side. Temperatures ranging from the mid-30s to the low 40s across most of the area. I'll show you why it may be a little cooler even tomorrow morning.
Starting your week off very cold this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Laura Levine.
And I'm Ken Smith. Listen, yeah, I did bring out the coat this morning. I have to admit, it was a little chilly out there. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking this chilly morning for us.
Definitely a brisk start out there this morning. And in the 8 o'clock hour, just about half an hour ago, we saw the temperatures drop to the coolest that we've seen so far this morning. So between 7 and 8 is when we tend to see the coldest part of the day this time of year, especially if we have clear skies. Absolutely beautiful. That sunshine is going to start to warm things up nicely. It's a pretty view here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. 41 degrees at the around the Triangle area. But down in Southern Pines, it's 36 degrees. There's some folks out there. I'm sure that they have a jacket on. You know, it always feels better, though, if you're standing in the sunshine. It's 42 in Goldsboro, 40 in Rocky Mount, 36 in Roxboro. There could be some spots with a little bit of patchy frost this morning and a slightly better chance tomorrow as temperatures could be a few degrees cooler. But look how much cooler it is than it was yesterday. Almost 10 degrees cooler in Durham and Raleigh, almost 20 degrees cooler in Roxboro. So big change for us this morning. A cool afternoon, too. Temperatures will climb into the upper 60s, which is a few degrees below normal. We're going to climb into the 80s for the end of the week for highs. I'll show you how close that'll be to records coming up, Brian.
It is 8:31, almost 8:32 right now, Elizabeth. New information. We're getting reports of a crash on Glenwood Avenue right around Creedmoor Road. Not seeing anything, obviously, on the sensor or this camera, but the sensors are indicating that on the inbound side or eastbound side of Glenwood Avenue, there might be a crash around the Crabtree Valley Mall entrance, maybe down toward the Blue Ridge Road area. So allow some extra time on that inbound side coming in from the mall back toward the Beltline. Also in that general area, we have a crash on the Beltline, 440 westbound, right around Glenwood Avenue. Take a look at those sensors, and you can see the red begins all the way back around the Capitol Boulevard interchange through Six Forks Road and Glenwood Avenue, and then it clears just beyond the Ridge Road interchange there. Once you get down to Lake Boone Trail, traffic's flowing freely. So if you can pick up 440 westbound from Glenwood Avenue or from Lake Boone Trail, you should be in pretty good shape heading down into the west part of Raleigh. Right now, starting at 87, heading around to Wade Avenue, we're measuring about a 20-minute delay. So definitely want to allow some extra time through there. Also tracking an earlier crash on 40 eastbound just before you get to that I-85 split in Hillsboro and Orange County. At last check, we had two right lanes blocked there between Eflin and Hillsboro. Taking a look at the latest update from the sensors, still holding on to that 30-minute delay on 40 eastbound from Mebane out to that I-85 split. If you're coming in from Mebane through Eflin, consider using Highway 70 toward Hillsboro as a good alternate route.
Brian, thank you. This morning, Israel's military says it is ramping up its airstrikes in Gaza. People have been asked to leave northern parts of the strip there, and Israeli troops clashed with Hamas fighters there on Sunday. Officials at several hospitals in Gaza say they were overwhelmed with casualties yesterday. Doctors are scaling back treatments because of electricity and fuel shortages.
Well, back at home, Durham is expanding its efforts to help people with mental health issues. The Heart Program covered about a third of the city up until now, but starting today, it'll cover all of it. People in crisis who call 911 will speak with a worker in the program. They ask questions about what's going on, and depending on the situation, a community response team can be dispatched. Now, if the situation is potentially violent, law enforcement can come along as well. Organizers told us they've been doing this for about a year and a half now, and they've never had a safety incident. One worker walked us through a recent incident that shows just how successful this program is.
911 received a call of a gentleman that was in distress. We responded and reached out to him. We made a connection with him. He expressed that he was overwhelmed. He had just lost his job at Duke that he had had for almost 20 years. He was unsure of how he's going to pay his rent. His children was also in crisis. He was a single father. But we were able to connect him to resources to get his rent paid and also provide some therapeutic support through our clinicians and peer support specialists.
Well, cities nationwide are looking to Durham to learn more about the HEART program. Organizers hope the program will soon be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over the country.
And on that topic, Ken, today, Wake County leaders will talk about ways to better equip employees of out-of-school programs to help students dealing with a crisis. According to Alliance Healthcare, there has been significant increase of youth crisis admissions. That accounts for suicide attempts, aggression, and school-related threats. Overall, school referrals to Alliance in Wake County have increased over 56% over the last 6 years. County commissioners will talk about ways to better equip out-of-school providers during a meeting today at 12:30.
This morning, we have new information about a shooting that killed one man and left three others injured in Fayetteville. Authorities identified the man who died as 31-year-old Emmanuel Smith. Investigators say the shooting happened Saturday night on Slater Avenue. Three others, as we mentioned, were shot. We're told they are expected to survive, though. As of right now, their names haven't been released. Police are still investigating.
A suspect is expected to make his first court appearance today after investigators say he killed another man and tried to dump his body in the Neuse River. 20-year-old Marvin Gasca Camacho is accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Abad Candela Robles. Robles' body was found on Riverview Road near the Neuse River Trail in Wake County early Saturday morning. Investigators with Wake County are still trying to determine what led up to that shooting.
Wake Forest police say they've arrested a man accused of firing shots at people in a grocery store parking lot and then running away as someone shot at him. 35-year-old Mirza Zakanovich was in jail without bond. Police say two people reported Zakanovich shooting at them after a domestic dispute in the Lowe's Foods parking lot on Capitol Boulevard Saturday night. Zakanovich left the scene, and a witness who has a license to carry drew his own handgun and fired back. No one was hurt and no property was damaged. Police say Zakanovich later crashed his vehicle on Stadium Drive. His charges include two counts of assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill.
The mom who survived a suspected hate crime in Illinois is now out of the hospital. Last weekend, a landlord attacked Hana Shahin and her six-year-old son, killing him. The Palestinian woman lived with her son, Wadia, in the rented house in a suburb of Chicago for many years. The sheriff's office says the war between Hamas and Israel prompted the attack. They say the landlord stabbed the little boy 26 times because he was Muslim. 71-year-old Joseph Chuba is facing charges, including first-degree murder. He's being held without bail and due back in court later this month.
Well, today, non-Republicans wanting the House Speaker seat will make their final pitches behind closed doors, rather, as we take a live look at the U.S. Capitol right there. As of right now, there's no clear front runner. Only two of the nine candidates voted to certify the 2020 elections on January 6th. Now, the race comes after House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan lost three votes on the House floor, and Majority Leader Steve Scalise pulled his name out of the hat after not gaining enough support. Now, with the government shutdown looming, Republicans face mounting pressure to end the infighting. Candidates will need to get 217 votes to win the Speaker's gavel.
Wake Med is once again hosting 2 weeks of free mammograms for uninsured women in Wake County, and they begin today. Last year, more than 250 women participated in the potentially life-saving screenings. Women over 40 can get a 3D mammogram at Wake Med's Raleigh Medical Park. That's on Sunnybrook Road at no cost. It's happening until November 2nd, and as of this morning, all appointments are booked.
A closure along part of South Alston Avenue in Durham will extend today and into tomorrow. This is part of ongoing construction between Andrew Avenue and the Durham Freeway. Now, the road will close around 9 o'clock this morning until about 4 this afternoon. Again, this could happen tomorrow as well. Crews are building a new railroad bridge. Drivers can use the Durham Freeway, Fayetteville Street, and Main Street to get to areas on either side of that closure.
Well, it was a showdown between former teammates turned opponents. The Philadelphia Eagles took on the Miami Dolphins last night as former Alabama quarterbacks Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts faced off. The Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Miami Dolphins 31-17 in the Sunday night football matchup. Last night's win follows their first loss of the season last week. The Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs are only two teams in the NFL with a 6-1 record.
Coming up on 840 now, Dave Chappelle under fire this morning after comments he made about the Israel-Hamas war. What led some audience members to walk out of his show just days before he makes an appearance here in Raleigh.
Plus, an NC native is taking the stage on The Voice this week. What you need to know ahead of Caleb Sasser's second performance.
As we head to break, we're going to give you a live look now at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. You want to grab a jacket before you head out the door. We'll check back in with Elizabeth, who will tell us which mornings will cool down and when we can expect a warm-up later this week.
Welcome back. You're taking a live look at Southern Pines this morning, where we're seeing some folks already out there playing some golf. You are watching WRAL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. And if you are out there today, you want to be sure to wear some layers. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with us. Elizabeth, today is certainly the day to stack it on.
Absolutely. We dropped into the 30s in a lot of places this morning. We're going to climb up to almost 70 this afternoon, so that just screams layers. layering. Speaking of layers, look at this. Look at some layers that are going down on the field here at the DBAP. It's a chilly start this morning. Maybe you're starting to think about winter. This is going to be Woolies Winter Wonderland that starts at the end of November, which is coming up, I mean, before we know it. So they're starting to get all that set up. It's going to be exciting to watch them build that out over the next few weeks. 41 is our temperature right now. Dew points down at 38. That just means it's very dry. We climbed to 61 at lunchtime and into the upper 60s for highs this afternoon. Right now, we're looking at 30s and 40s on the map. It's 45 in Fayetteville. It's 41 right now in Durham, 37 in Roxborough, 36 Southern Pines, 40 degrees in Rocky Mounts. It's been a chilly start. Temperatures are running anywhere from around 10 to around 15 degrees cooler than it was this time yesterday. But warmer air is on the way. Tomorrow morning is still going to be really chilly. But after that, tomorrow afternoon, we start to see the warmer air pushing in. That's going to be with us all the way through the weekend. We have a high pressure system. It's going to be sitting over us and gradually starting to push some air in from the southwest, warming things up a little bit. So 68 today in Raleigh and Durham, 69 in Fayetteville. But we're going to see some warmer temperatures later this week. Our normal high is 71. We'll see that Tuesday. And then 80 degrees on Friday. 80 degrees is going to feel pretty warm for us at this point, but it's still not a record high. Friday, 87 is the record. Looking at forecast of 82 Saturday, but the record's 86. A high of 80 on Sunday. The record high is 83, so we're a little closer to it on Sunday, but we're probably going to not quite get there. But it is going to feel warm for sure. Temperatures tomorrow morning, though, still going to be on the cool side. Looking at 39 in Durham, 35 Roxborough, 38 in South Hill, 38 in Wilson. Some of these spots in low-lying or rural areas could see a little bit of patchy frost, but it's not likely to be widespread. It's not going to be the end of the growing season tomorrow. 37 in Robbins. It's going to be 40 in Irwin and 37 degrees in Smithfield. So chilly with some light patchy frost. We typically see the average first fall freeze by Halloween. It doesn't necessarily look like we're going to see that this year, so we may be a little bit later than average on that first freeze. 48 is our normal low. Certainly going to be well above that as we get into the weekend. Checking our forecast for the next few days. Again, we're going to see everything ramping up into the weekend, but a front may come through on Tuesday, of course, which is Halloween, to drop our temperatures, maybe bring us some rain. It's a little early to tell for sure, but we're tracking it, Brian.
All right, 8:46 right now. I want to update you about these crashes that we're following. Still have this crash reported on the eastbound or inbound side of Glenwood Avenue between Creedmoor Road and Blue Ridge Road. You can still see some of that slow traffic as people make their way back down toward the Beltline, so allow some extra time there. A better story on the Beltline right around Glenwood Avenue, where we had an earlier crash that led to some big delays. It looks like that's really improving now. Only about a 7-minute delay showing up overall from 87 out to Wade Avenue. However, still seeing some delays in Orange County from that earlier crash on 40 eastbound right around the 85 interchange. Still some pretty solid backups on 40 eastbound leaving the Mebane area heading through Eflin. Consider using Highway 70 as a good alternate route. Still measuring about a 26-minute delay from Mebane back toward 85 in Hillsborough. I want to give you a heads up that in Durham, that section of Alston Avenue is going to be closing in just a little while between Andrew Avenue and 147. Going to be closed today and tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for construction of a new railroad bridge there. Use Main Street and Fayetteville Street as good alternate routes.
Happening right now in the WRL Live Center, the Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza reports that 12 hospitals and 32 medical centers there are now out of service. A spokesperson says hospitals have lost their ability to treat patients and that they have very limited capabilities to help the overwhelming number of casualties, including not having morphine or painkillers to treat injured civilians. The Israeli government has imposed a complete siege on food, fuel, and water entering the territory since the October 7th attack by Hamas. United Nations is reporting that only two small convoys of aid trucks have entered Gaza over the weekend. The territory normally receives about 455 aid trucks a day, and Amnesty International says Israel's blockade is collectively punishing civilians in Gaza.
Renee, thank you. And in Minneapolis, police are investigating after a man drove a car through a pro-Palestine rally. Protesters were seen blocking off a street yesterday, and multiple people reported the car drove through the crowd. You can see here a crowd of people surrounding that man in the car and began kicking it before the car drove toward the crowd again. When he was stopped by protesters again, it looked like he lunged at them with a knife or box cutter. Police say no one has come forward with injuries. No arrests have been made.
Dave Chappelle is known for being a controversial comedian. This morning, he's under fire for his recent comments about the Israel-Hamas conflict just days before he stops here in Raleigh. Some audience members at his recent show in Boston reportedly walked out after the comments. The comedian also condemned Hamas' attack against Israel, but accused the U.S. of aiding the murder of innocent civilians. Some audience members shouted Free Palestine while others pushed back with questions about Hamas. Eventually, some people got up and left. It's worth noting that Chappelle is Muslim. He will be at PNC Arena this Wednesday.
And Laura, President Biden continuing his show of support for Israel. The White House says the president had a phone call with Pope Francis Sunday. Now, during that call, the president discussed his recent visit to Israel and condemned the Hamas attack. According to the White House, the president and the Pope also talked about the need to prevent escalation in the region and work toward a durable peace agreement in the Middle East.
A second person has been arrested in connection to a deadly shooting on Sawyer Road in Raleigh. 23-year-old Jordan Sanders now faces a murder charge, as does 21-year-old Ashante Freeman, who had been charged earlier. The shooting happened around midnight Friday. Investigators say 19-year-old Talia Watson was shot, and she died at the hospital.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescuing four Canadians from a capsized catamaran about 150 miles off the North Carolina coast.
Clear back and left. Fast is coming up. Fast is coming up.
Yeah, the Coast Guard receiving an emergency signal from the yacht Moondragon shortly after noon over the weekend. A plane and helicopter crew flew to the scene. The helicopter safely hoisted all four people aboard and transferred them to an EMS crew. No one was hurt. The catamaran crew had to be abandoned that ship due to catastrophic flooding caused by broken hatches on both sides. The Moondragon remains partially submerged.
A popular extracurricular activity for young people has some of them marching right in to see a doctor. That's according to new research. Listen to this. The research says marching band activities are physically demanding and can lead to injuries similar to organized sports. Researchers examined more than 20,000 marching band injuries reported to emergency rooms between 2012 to 2021. They found 70% of those injuries happened to high school-aged girls, while 50% of affected the lower body, with band members often dealing with knees and ankle problems.
Well, a warning this morning about the lack of nutrition in toddler milk. A new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics says powdered milk for older infants and toddlers may overstate claims about nutritional value. The report says these formulas directed at kids 6 months to 3 years old are unnecessary and don't provide the same benefits as cow or human milk. The products are advertised as the next stage or the next step. Pediatricians want companies to be more transparent in their advertising to show the difference between formula and toddler milk.
North Carolina native Caleb Sasser will take the stage for the battle rounds on The Voice this week. The UNC Pembroke graduate had a jaw-dropping debut in the blind auditions, earning a four-chair turn. Pretty impressive. The stunning performance secured his spot on Team Legend. You can catch Caleb battle it out on Tuesday at 8 p.m. right here on WREL. Well, move over, Pat Mahomes. Your wife is replacing you. She has a new bestie, and it is Taylor Swift. Check out this. The two ladies were seen celebrating in the Chiefs' box during yesterday's game. They even had a cool handshake. Taylor was in the stands supporting her rumored boyfriend, Travis Kelce. And this is why the two ladies were so excited. Their men were on the field doing their thing. Mahomes, who is the team